Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Second half of the NCAA tournament, first four games, Belmont, a favorite against Temple, and they lead by 8, 63-55, 6 minutes left in that one. Farley Dickinson beating Prairie View A&M 82-76 earlier tonight. So, yeah, if you had Prairie View A&M in your bracket's busted, but hopefully you didn't, because that would be a terrible idea. Nola Gold, I told you last week, I went to a watch party with Scott Alexander out at Finn McCool's on St. Paddy's Day, and we want to talk about a rowdy crowd there that loves their rugby and loves their Nola Gold. Opened my eyes to just how passionate the growing fan base here is in the city. And I wanted to get on a player, and Scott Alexander hooked us up with really the star of the Nola Gold, a 22-year-old from South Africa named Tristan Blewett, who might be right now the MVP of Major League Rugby. And Tristan Blewett joins us now. Tristan, how you doing, man?
I'm doing very good. How are you doing?
I'm great. First, I got to ask you about the shot you took in the game last week. You looked like you took one right on the noggin. I think somebody got red carded later because of it. You take hits like that often in rugby?
No, not as bad as that. That was just a bit of a freak accident that sort of got me in the wrong place.
You set a record here, MLR record, for 237 meters rushing. Is that something that hits your radar as a special moment for you in this young and developing league here, that you can set records like that?
Yes, definitely. Something I wasn't expecting. And then when I got the call this morning, I was taken by surprise, and it was pretty cool.
How is this league? Coming from South Africa, obviously rugby huge in the rest of the world. Really, it's the second most popular sport worldwide, growing here in the country. What's your reaction been like here with Nola Gold in New Orleans for the first time?
It's been a bit different because obviously back with the big competitions and that, you're competing against so many players and that, so game time and that's a big issue. So it's been pretty nice to come out here into a big and growing competition and actually being able to play week in, week out, 80 minutes.
Do you feel like you and the rest of your teammates and really the rest of the league are kind of setting the stage for maybe something a little bigger and better here in the future?
Yes, definitely. Obviously, throughout the games and that, the competition's got stronger, like each game, and most of the games are within a few points of each other. So that's definitely a great competition, and most of the teams are like so evenly matched that they're definitely setting the stage for the rest of the world.
Well, you guys, Nola Gold, first in Major League Rugby with 26 points, and you played one game less, and the team right behind you. Are you surprised that you guys are this good, or did you expect to be one of the best teams in the league as you headed into the season?
I think coming into the season, we were expecting to do well, because the guys said last year they obviously fell a bit short. So I think there's a big emphasis on doing well. And I think we're achieving that so far, which is good.
It's Tristan Blewett of Nola Gold Rugby joining us here. Okay, got the actual rugby questions out of the way. Now I think what most people want to know here. In New Orleans for the first time, and I think this is your first time in the United States, Tristan, when you came over here, is that right?
Yes, first time.
Yeah, what's your experience with New Orleans? Not a big city, but certainly one with a lot of character. And I'm always curious with people who are here for the first time, and heck, it's first time in the country. What's your experience with the city been like?
No, it's awesome. Definitely like a different city. Haven't experienced anything like it. The nightlife pretty much stands out, and then all the different foods in it. It's lively, though. It's awesome.
Yeah. What about the food here? What's your favorite part of, you know, Cajun cuisine, New Orleans cuisine?
Jeez. I think my favorite food I've had so far is a crawfish boil. That was pretty good.
I was just going to ask. So you've actually had the crawfish. Have you sucked the heads, man?
Yes, I have. That was the first thing that's supposed to do.
they made you. You have to suck the heads. You're not a local. You're not a local, man.
Yeah.
How'd you get the nickname Wild Man?
I have no idea, actually. That's a new one from coming over here.
Somebody told me it's because you just got a full motor, pretty much, from start to finish in these games. Also,
yeah, it's come up and it's sticking, I think.
That's a pretty cool name, right? Wild Man? You could have a worse nickname than that. We were doing nicknames earlier on the show prior to us, and there were some ones that, let me just say, you would not have wanted to have. I also heard that you like hunting, and you're trying to set up a boar hunting trip here in the state. Is that right?
Yes. No, we actually went last weekend in Texas. We went for a quick hunt on Sunday morning but didn't get anything there.
Yeah. How was that? I've never been boar hunting down here. Was that an experience?
Yeah, it was an early morning, and then we went and just sat out. I sat up in a tree somewhere. And it was just nice and peaceful, but yeah, not much action, so we're going to have to go again.
So you just sit up in a tree. That's interesting. What do you hunt? Do you hunt back in South Africa?
Yes, I do.
What do you hunt there?
All the big game there, so kudu, impala, gemsbok, everything.
What was that? What was fensbok? Is that what you said?
Yeah, gemsbok. Oryx, I think is the other name.
Oh, nice. Nice. A hunter, Tristan Blewett of NOLA Gold. You like the city, Tristan. Look, we love having you here. You guys have been fantastic, and I hope you enjoy your experience here in the country and in the city, and you're having a heck of a season. So I know the fans are going to be coming out, and look, we'll have you on again down the road. Really appreciate the quick chat tonight, Tristan.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're right. Tristan Blewett, NOLA Gold Rugby here. And yes, NOLA Gold at home this weekend against Austin, 2 o'clock out there at Gold Stadium over on the West Bank. And you can get tickets going to NOLAGoldRugby.com, or you can give them a call at 504-50-RUGBY. It's 504-50-RUGBY. And looks like they have some shirts and apparel finally available online at NOLAGoldRugby.com, so you can check that out. And yeah, you're going to want to see this guy, no longer kid. No, he doesn't call him a kid, 22 years old, a lot younger than me, but no, he's fantastic. You want to talk about athleticism, speed, and ferocity, no matter what sport that you follow, you will understand why this guy is a budding, I think, superstar in rugby. And I had a heck of a time watching at this watch party last week, and I cannot wait to get out there and watch more NOLA Gold over at Gold Stadium. So get out there and do it. Again, NOLAGoldRugby.com, or you can give them a call at 504-50-RUGBY. Tell them to give you the Scott Alexander special out there. He will hook you up. Tim, you are the man of many sports fandoms. I was telling Scott Alexander this story, actually. Back when I was in college, I was actually I did some sports supervising was my on-campus job when I was in college, and one of the sports I was assigned to was rugby, men and women. So I watched a lot of rugby a long time ago. Have you been a rugby fan? You watch rugby? Are you a budding NOLA Gold fan?
I have a few friends that went to my high school that played rugby for LSU, and they had a pretty decent team for LSU did a couple of years ago. I mean, I'm sure they still do now. And I filmed a few games out there when I was in college. This is back in, I want to say, 2010. So, I've seen a few games. I haven't watched in a while, so I forgot all the rules. But, I mean, I watch it on TV every time it's on. I find it interesting. Yeah. It's always on NBC. NBC has some really good coverage of it.
No, it's great. And what I love about the international sports, this is true. This is why I am a huge soccer fan. And I could, if I'm being honest with you, I could probably become a pretty huge rugby fan, too, after what I saw. It's that the matches are so quick compared to these American sports that drag on for 3.5-4 hours sometime. You know, it's an hour and a half, 2 hours, maybe real time. And you're out of there. 90 minutes is the clock, 45 minutes each half, 40 minutes each half in rugby. It's not like soccer, 45 minutes. So it's great. Thanks to Tristan Blewett for coming on here. Yeah, one of the stars here, sports-wise, in the city. Apparently a fan of the nightlife like me, so maybe we'll run into each other out there somewhere. 504-260-1870, that's the number. Text line is 870-870. Next hour, more NCAA tournament talk. Patrick Stevens of the Washington Post will join us. Carter Bryant in for his weekly spot, Carter the Power, and of course, Sports Libs. Seth Dunlap, one more hour to go here on The Last Lap.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.